You've tuned to All Together Now, WGXC's local evening news show, Monday through Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Today we'll talk with George Amador, a Republican from Rotterdam, a New York Assembly member who covers Green, Ulster, Albany, Schoharie counties, and more about the last-minute bills trying to get through the legislature as Albany wraps up its session. We'll also hear reports from Hunter, New Paltz, Durham, Catskill, Chatham, Windham, and Points Beyond. Plus, the Abbott Brothers have a brand new tune for Mountain Jam that's the song of the day on All Together Now.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Accra, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For Thursday, June the 2nd, 2016, I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that Cairo Durham Superintendent Anthony Taibbi addressed the Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee on Wednesday, June the 1st, urging that changes be made on Route 145 at the entrance of the Cairo Durham Middle and High School campus. Several serious accidents have occurred at that site in the past few years and raised community concerns about safety for students in particular. Taibbi told lawmakers, and I quote, "This intersection is a ticking time bomb. We need to come up with a permanent solution," end quote. Following a fatal accident at the intersection in 2011, the State Department of Transportation reduced the speed limit and removed a passing zone, but school officials say more is needed. They are asking that a traffic light be installed and a passing lane be created. County legislators Harry Lennon and William Lawrence of Cairo and Adrian O'Connor Jr. of Durham all support the changes. Town, county, and school district officials intend to write a letter to Governor Andrew Cuomo, State Senator George Amador, and Assemblymember Pete Lopez proposing the changes. Taibbi said the letter-writing campaign on the issue conducted by the district reached 4,000 people on social media. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton said on Wednesday, June the 1st, the city's new senior center will open sometime in July. Hamilton made the announcement as she laid out her center staffing and programming plan for the Common Council Youth and Aging Committee during its regular monthly meeting at City Hall. Under Hamilton's proposal, the center will be managed by a site manager provided by Columbia County AmeriCorps workers and a site coordinator hired by the city. Morning activities will be open to people 60 and older, feature two presentations a month on subjects such as health and wellness, but the center will generally be open for unstructured pursuits during that time. The county will provide meals to the center. Reservations will be required 24 hours in advance. Hamilton said bingo will no longer be offered. She recently confirmed with the New York Gaming Commission that the city cannot run bingo games. The New York Senior Center is located at 51 North 5th Street in the former Hudson Armory building. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Bethany Bump is reporting at Capital Confidential that on June the 1st, the New York State Education Department released more questions than ever before from the grades 3 through 8 state English and math tests. This is also the first time the information has been made available this soon following the exams. The material was provided in response to long-held concerns over the usefulness of state assessments. Three-quarters of the test questions are now available online at EnglishNewYork.org. and instructional reports providing evidence of how students performed on the 2016 test will be made available to districts and schools by the end of the week. High Achievement New York, a pro-Common Core group that supports state testing, said the department's actions creates an opportunity for advocates and critics to come to the table and work to improve state exams. Testing opponents have long argued that the state assessments lose their usefulness when the questions and results do not come out soon enough for districts to identify student progress and learning gaps. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Michael Ryan reports in the Wyndham Journal that like Hudson's basketball team last winter, the last time the Wyndham-Ashland-Jewett baseball team won their section class title, there was not a state tournament to attend. This spring, they won their first Section 4 Class D championship in 42 years and now head to the New York State tournament. The Wyndham-Ashland-Jewett High School team plays at 2 p.m. on Saturday, June the 4th, at Broome County Community College. Coach Jim Adair said, and I quote, "I was extremely happy for these kids. A lot of them have been playing baseball together since Little League. It has definitely been a process, first winning the Delaware League crossover title and then coming so close in the sectionals a year ago," end quote. You can read that full story in the Wyndham Journal. The Daily Freeman reports that if anyone wants to vote in the congressional primary election June the 28th, the final day to register to vote is Friday, June the 3rd, and the last day to file a change of address for the primaries is June the 8th. The Democratic and Republican primaries in the 19th congressional district will take place on June the 28th. Will Yandick from Columbia County and Zephyr Teachout are vying for the Democratic nomination for the seat that Representative Chris Gibson, Republican Kinderhook, will give up next year. State Assemblyman John Faso, who lives in Kinderhook, faces Andrew Haney in the Republican primary. The district includes Columbia, Ulster, and Greene counties and parts of Dutchess, Albany, and six other counties. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that after Chatham Town Comptroller Deborah Sestanino died last April, the town's books were looked over by a temporary comptroller before Mike Busey of Patterson, Kosky, Busey, and Howe took the role. Busey has examined Chatham's books for a while. He said, and I quote, "The town is not in dire financial straits," end quote. He said he does not have concerns. The White Mills Bridge project, for example, has not yet been fully paid for. He said, and I quote, "We have some work to do on that," end quote. Busey and the town want to put the current budget reports on the town's website. Councilman Bob Balcom said, and I quote, "We are going to have a very transparent budget," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Today is day one of the WGXE All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. During the next 2 weeks, WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News for today, Thursday, the second day of June 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Remote radio. Don't draw identity orientation. It's WGXC's Spring Summer 2016 Pledge Drive. Please donate and help us thrive. Find out how by visiting WGXC.org.
Relentless, R, details, informal, of,
repeat, range, air, daily,
Support for WGXC comes from listeners like you. It's listeners like you that make WGXC hands-on, independent public radio available to the community. Please join our pledge drive and make a difference today by making a donation at wgxc.org/donate or by calling 518-697-7400.
It's an amazing phenomenon when you actually break through the clutter of the Clear Channel stations and the religious broadcasters and all of that and the NPR stations, and you get to hear actual human beings talking about what matters to them in a way that's just honest. On the way here, I heard the interview with the high school student who was down at Occupy Albany, and I thought, wow, this is what this is about. I would never have guessed there was an African-American teenager in Catskill or wherever she's from who had been down to Occupy Wall Street, and to hear the transformation that she went through as a result of being there is just amazing to me. There's no way that I could have been exposed to that without this radio station. So I would like to thank you. I had to drive here personally to thank you because I couldn't find my cell phone.
Man, Steve, you want to hang out for a little longer? We're on Pledge Week right now, and you just nailed it. You're just, wow, okay, exactly what he said, folks. We are on Pledge Week, and we are community radio. We do depend on you, and I'm just going to throw out the number there again. It's 828-0290. Please show us your support. We depend on your contributions. We're pretty much all running on volunteer labor over here up at on Columbia Street at the studio, so... give us a buzz, 828-0290 and the 518.
Summer Pledge Drive is on. Keep hands on creative community radio in Greene and Columbia counties. Pledge your support at 518-697-7400 or WGXC.org. Tune in and turn up for special programs and remote broadcasts throughout Greene and Columbia counties.
All Together Now, the 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday newscast for Greene and Columbia counties, is looking for contributors. If you have an idea for a regular or irregular segment, or if you want to interview the public at a local event or write stories for the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org, send an email to info@WGXC.org. All Together Now.
Focus. Focus. Every community benefits from having a public square, public parks, public amphitheaters, public fire hydrants, drinking fountains, swimming pools. The public airwaves belong to the public, a public space that is here, there, and everywhere. The local community, connected through invisible magic, the ability to be in two or more places at once, through the miracle of electromagnetic radiation. WGXC is a creative community radio station for Greene and Columbia counties in New York State's Mid-Hudson Valley, since time immemorial known for its great natural beauty. The land of Rip Van Winkle, the land of the Hudson River School painters, the land of video freaks. WGXC is committed to hands-on radio, available to all in the community. Music shows, contemporary, traditional, music from around the globe, jazz, rock and roll, classical, rap, country, avant-garde, novelty, popular, medieval, disco, skiffle, and much, much more. Programs about farming, economics, love, the criminal justice system, psychology, spiritual matters, call-in programs, and local events. Community radio, the most democratic medium there is, uniting disparate populations of Greene and Columbia counties, bridging the Hudson River. And radio has been informing, entertaining, exciting, and soothing listeners for generations. Every Saturday and every night after the midnight hour, Transmission Arts programming can be heard. Long after the sun has gone to bed, this is a special time for strange signals, sounds, noises, contact with far-out spaces, inner spaces, joy, fear, theory, spirits, the seldom heard or heard from. The sky's the limit. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, assigns licenses to broadcast over specific frequencies. Over time, these licenses have fallen almost exclusively into the hands of commercial interests. But the public should have control of the public airwaves and should have access to microphones, transmitters, loudspeakers, and exercise its inalienable right to perform civic duties on air. For commercial radio, turning a profit is the number one priority. Broadcasting advertisements and jingles, pay-to-play chart toppers, corporate invective, and other nuisances. Community radio is non-commercial. Its mission is to serve the community by putting local people at the controls. It's up close and personal, inclusive, friendly, and supported by listeners. And it doesn't cost you nothing to host a show on WGXC. You don't have to be a so-called professional at all. All you have to do is know what you want to do and do it. Programmers are volunteers, and most live in the area and can be heard far and near. Because of a dearth of available frequencies for non-commercial radio, micro-radio stations appeared. For these small unlicensed stations, the act of broadcasting was an act of civil disobedience. In 1997, Free 103.9 began microcasting, mounting antennas on Brooklyn rooftops with a signal heard by the surrounding blocks. The station was started by a group of artists interested in transmission as a creative medium, and Free 103.9 became an organization dedicated to transmission arts. In 2004, Free 103.9 expanded to Greene County, becoming known as the Wave Farm in Acre, New York, at the foot of the Catskill Mountains. The Wave Farm became a rural headquarters for transmission arts. Radio transmission is a creative medium for all manner of endeavorists. It was here that the idea of a hands-on community radio station serving Greene and Columbia counties, WGXC, was conceived and made into a reality. If you have a portable radio with you, you could tune in right now. Radio where you can expect to hear children at large, orators, live freaks, DJs who sing along live with records, live private conversations when microphones are left on, laughing, crying, unrestrained weeping on and off the air, young people holding court, members of your local government, dedicated collectors, and the rebroadcast of radio landmarks such as Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, Uncle Don's bloopers, historic speeches by American presidents, and old-time radio plays that aired before you were born. You may even hear a sampling of other radio stations, or the specialized broadcasts of weather radio, police radio, citizens band or CB radio, walkie-talkies, cell phones, shortwave, or ham radio. The diversity of the programming on WGXC was noticed immediately after going on the air.
I hear there's a hippie cult that has its own radio station.
Will it destroy the community?
No, it is the community.
I want to be on the radio too.
One might even call WGXC a utopian institution, a beacon of hope, a useful guiding light, a resource, a social chemistry laboratory, a land of liberty, a zoo, a haven, a convergence of every possible walk of life and reason for transmitting. Wayfarm's federally licensed WGXC 90.7 is listener-aided and abetted radio and is supported by listeners. You may listen to and support WGXC. By contacting WGXC.org, you can donate to the station. The broadcasts are also streamed live on the web or archived and can be heard at any time all over the world. But best of all, you can tune in locally on any FM radio, at home, at work, while driving. Yes, it is safe to listen to WGXC while operating a motor vehicle. Just turn on and tune in.
You are tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM, ICRA. This is Jim McCabe, and I'm here, if you just tuned in, this is Jim McCabe along with Chris Bishop from Vinyl Rundown and Sam Sebring, Nothing Is Real, Radio Hour, and we're just kind of each doing our own little thing here, trying to make you feel warm and cozy, and
maybe thirsty.
And maybe thirsty, yeah. Well, we'll have to hold off on the cocktails for a little while, though. It's the make-believe tiki bar for now.
Yeah.
So, and we're also doing a pledge drive, and we have a phone number for you to call.
518-697-7400, right? 7400.
That's it.
Yep.
697-7400.
Or WGXC.org/donate if you want to donate online. A lot of people like to do that. That's really easy. You can also stop by the studio anytime this week, 704 Columbia Street in Hudson on the second floor. We'd love to see you, meet you. Give us your thoughts on the station, what you want to hear, what you don't like to hear, anything like that.
Tell us how your life's going. I mean, whatever it is. You know, we're here to listen and to hopefully entertain and inform. And
thanks for everyone who's been calling so far. And also thanks to people who've been donating food to help us out. Everybody who's working really hard here to get through this pledge drive, and keep the phones ringing.
This is listener supported hands-on community radio, of course, and so nobody gets paid really except one or two hard-working staff, but it's pretty much basically a volunteer operation. So if you can help us out, that would be great. 518-697-7400, 518-697-7400. Go ahead.
I was thinking about, you know, we've got three DJs here from three different towns in the area, none of which is Hudson, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm from Ghent. Jim lives in Stockport.
Although I have a Hudson mailing address for whatever reason that is. I don't know. There's a post office close.
Yeah, but you're not in Hudson. You're in
I'm not in Hudson, no. Northwest Claverick.
Right, yeah. And I'm in Athens, across the river.
So we have both counties represented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is really remarkable, what we have here.
It's very cool. I've been here part-time since 2002, and I guess I got involved in the station around 2009. I think that was the fall of that year, and then we had the New Year's Eve party. But I never would have met lovely people like Sam and Chris and Cheryl if it hadn't been for the radio station, and it's so much fun. And,
yeah.
You know, there's lots of other people out there, I'm sure, who would like to get involved, maybe have a show of their own. Radio is great, and this is like you can have your own voice here, and where else can you do that? It's a pretty rare thing. So.
Exactly. It's like it's empowering on a certain level because it gives voices to people that are otherwise not really being heard. And that's one of the greatest things this station provides, I think.
And in so many different ways, too. I mean, people contribute by playing music on the air or by talking about local issues, environmental stuff, national politics, local politics, all kinds of things. So any interest you have is probably represented here on the station in some form. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely.
I'm DJ Neva Wartell and special guest Jen Dubois. So, one more time, we're going to ask you to call.
Si, por favor, llame 518-697-7400 para hacer una donación o visitar a la web wgxc.org y hacer el botón de donar. Gracias.
And the number
in
English, 518-697-7400. And wgxc.org/donate. Thank you very much for anybody who has called.
What is the number?
The number of the day. Who could ask for more? The number of the day is
518-697-7400.
The number of the day is
518-697-7400.
The number of the day is
518-697-7400.
Listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Robert Burke Warren in the Watershed Post reports that Mountain Jam returns to Hunter Mountain beginning June 2nd through Sunday, June 5th. The event began in 2004 for the 25th anniversary of Woodstock radio station WDST. Hudson Valley-based bands performing at this year's festival include Marco Benvenito, Elijah Wolf, Rat Boy Jr., the Paul Green Rock Academy, and Bari Corral, with Beck, Courtney Barrett, and Wilco among the headliners. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that congressional candidate Andrew Heaney is attempting to make a campaign issue out of the fact that the New Paltz Town Planning Board does not recite the United States Pledge of Allegiance before their meetings. Quote, "We need to say the Pledge of Allegiance, keep dangerous people from countries like Syria and Iran out, and protect our right to bear arms," end quote. Heaney says in a new advertisement, quote, "We either have a country or we don't," end quote. No word on loyalty oaths from his Republican opponent, John Faso, in the June 28th primary for the 19th congressional district seat currently occupied by Chris Gibson. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Jordan Carleo Evangelist writes in the Albany Times-Union that the state assembly passed a bill June 1st that would stop buildings from being named after elected figures while still in office. Quote, based on the fact that such a person was responsible for securing public funds for the person or entity involved in naming the building, or for securing public funds for the person or entity's cause or agenda, end quote. In 2002, the legislature named Joseph L. Bruno Stadium on the Hudson Valley Community College campus after the then-current leader of the Senate, who was later convicted of corruption charges. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The bill Senator George Amador, Republican from Rotterdam, wrote to close the CIDR loophole, S.5341, passed the Senate June 1st and moves on to the Assembly, where it is sponsored by Assemblymember Patricia Fahey. The bill would allow farm-based cideries to sell New York State wine, beer, and spirits by the glass for consumption on premises, the same recent rules passed for wineries and breweries. Now apple farmers can make some extra income and promotion. Quote, we want to do everything possible to encourage the expansion of New York's farm beverage industry, Amador said in a statement. Quote, allowing farm cideries to sell other New York State-produced beers, wines, and spirits encourages cross-promotion of all the great products New York State has to offer, and will help this important piece of our country continue to grow and flourish, end quote. Amador got another bill through the Senate June 2nd, one that would designate a portion of State Route 23 in the towns of Ashland and Windham in Greene County as the, quote, Wayne C. Spiedenberg Memorial Highway. Spiedenberg was a longtime Greene County Republican politician who served as a leader of the legislature before his recent death.
George Amador called into WGXC today to talk about the possibility of passing bills in the last 2 weeks of the state legislature.
Thank you for calling in today. I guess we wanted to speak with you about the cideries bill that you just got through the Senate.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, this is a great bill that will encourage the expansion of New York State the farm beverage industry, allowing farm cideries to offer other New York State products such as beer, wines, and spirits, encourages cross promotion of all great products made in New York. So it's something that as the industry continues to expand in farm-based cideries, farm-based breweries, wineries, we are finding that there's just been some, you know, issues within the law that the current statute that would prohibit, for instance, a cidery to offer a farm-based wine, spirit, beer to be allowed to be sold by the glass on the cidery premise.
So this is putting the cideries on the same ground as the wineries and the breweries.
This is putting the wineries on the same exact ground, same level as any New York State farm-based wine, beer, spirits, distilleries in New York State.
And are there lots of orchards in your district or in New York?
Yes, there are actually, and particularly down in the Hudson Valley, which I represent parts of Ulster County and Greene County. We have vineyards, we have apple orchards, we have agricultural industry that is producing hops, and it's really expanding, it's growing, and I think this is a great way for those small, micro economies to expand and grow and to showcase the best of New York.
I wanted to ask you about another bill you've gotten through the Senate that is naming a part of Route 23 in Greene County after Wayne Spiedenberg.
Yes, Wayne Spiedenberg. You know, everyone loves Wayne Spiedenberg. He is a giant in Greene County. And, you know, here is an individual who has served his country by going to war in Vietnam, coming back and being involved in the community, then getting elected and really helping the quality of life of Greene County for so many years This is a great tribute to he and his family, to honor and to rename that section of highway that will really go a long way to memorialize him and his efforts.
And I guess the session is coming to a close. Is there any hope of getting an ethics bill through?
Well, I believe so. You know, the New York City, we in the Senate have voted on some ethics reform bills already, which seem to, we're waiting on the, really the action of the Assembly. We voted on term limits. We voted on pension forfeiture measures. And, you know, that really is that goes a long way. There's no question. As the count of lawmakers or former lawmakers who've been convicted of felonies sit in prison cells, the count continues to go up. There is no way, shape, or form the taxpayers of this state should continue to pay for their pensions as they sit in jail. And I really think that we need that pension forfeiture bill to pass the Assembly.
And anything else you're trying to get through in the last weeks of the legislature?
You know, the push and the effort of what we're seeing with addiction and heroin and the increase of deaths, we need to do everything we can to have the proper modalities of treatment and the service, the accessibility all across the state, as well as making sure that we take the four-prong approach in tackling this crisis, and that is prevention, treatment, recovery, and enforcement efforts.
So you're hoping to, is there a bill pending or a series of bills? Or
this, you know, I co-chair the Senate Task Force on Heroin and Opiate Addiction, as well as I chair the Standing Committee of Substance Abuse, Alcoholism, Substance Abuse in the Senate. So we have already passed over 22 bills in the Senate that would address this issue. But I know that the governor, he has a task force, the Assembly has a task force, the Senate is already moving forward with the plans and recommendations. So I believe that we're going to see probably a three-way agreement from the governor, the Assembly, and the Senate on continuing to put forth the right measures on this four-prong approach that will really help the residents, the people of this state, from someone who is bound by the addiction and needing help and treatment, to a young child in school to have the right education and prevention measures, to holding the quality of treatment by our clinicians and our treatment providers to be more accessible, and to give our enforcement, law enforcement, the tools and the necessary resources to really help them curb the trafficking of this poison on our streets.
All right, Senator George Amador, thank you so much for calling in to WGXC and talking to our listeners today.
Thank you, Tom, for having me.
Don't forget, Fun Drive coming up, I think, the next round.
Yeah, the Fun Drive's going to be happening.
We're going to make it fun.
All together now.
All together now.
As they say.
All together now.
Hello, this is Pamela Badilla of Data Data International Folkloric Theater. As a local artist, parent, and educator, I appreciate the informative dialogue, diverse music, and much more here at WGXC. I'm proud to be a part of this exciting chapter in community dynamics, listener-supported radio, one of the building blocks of the bonding process among people across all these neighborhoods within our listening audience. Please join me in supporting the continued broadcasting of your radio, and be as generous as you can during our pledge drive. Thank you.
Call 518-697-7400 to help keep WGXC on during the All Together Now pledge drive. Just started today, Thursday, June 2nd. We're asking for listeners to pitch in a little to help keep the community radio station together. WGXC is just a collection of voices, a framework, a platform for different people to have their say, play their music, and more. We provide local news and a place for discussions to happen about local issues. We're asking you to call in 518-697-7400 and help out keep that station on the air. 518-697-7400 is the number to call in and keep WGXC going. We're asking you to chip in now, all together now. Call 518-697-7400.
When you hear sound, when you hear radio, you hear the propagation of waves.
The national headlines from Public News Service.
Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, June the 2nd, 2016. I'm Mike Clifford. On today's rundown, it is National Gun Violence Awareness Day. We have a pair of reports. Advocates call for an end to immigrant ICE raids, and we'll clue you in on the 21st century way to help your neighbor. Topping our news, thousands of students raced for cover at UCLA Wednesday, according to the LA Times, that after students were alerted to an active shooter on campus. In the end, it turned out to be a murder-suicide involving two men at the University Engineering Complex. The shooting victim, described as a kind and caring associate professor. On the same day as that fatal incident, shutting down campus for hours, and the eve of National Gun Violence Awareness Day, the LA City Council voted unanimously to have LAPD work with a nonprofit to identify bad apple gun dealers who sell the majority of guns used in crimes.
Los Angeles will now become the only city in California to trace gun sales in this manner. Councilmember Paul Krikorian says the information will help police make better use of the purchasing data they already collect.
LAPD acquires trace data, but we don't have the manpower, we don't have the reporting process to compile that into data that can be used in making policies regarding the source of these guns.
The city will now look to fund a study run by researchers with a company called Crime Gun Solutions, which just performed a similar study for Chicago, a city notorious for its sky-high murder rate. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Los Angeles reported 199 murders in 2015 and has a storage locker crammed with 5,000 to 8,000 guns seized during criminal investigations. Meantime, Brandon Campbell reports as gun-related violence rises in some parts of Minnesota, local gun control advocates are wearing orange today to bring awareness to the issue.
Today is National Gun Violence Awareness Day, and several groups, including Every Town for Gun Safety, are taking a cue from the hunters who wear orange to protect themselves from other sportsmen. The Reverend Nancy Nord-Bentz with Protect Minnesota argues the state's gun violence problem is multifaceted and needs a combination of solutions.
In Minneapolis right now, we have the problem of gun homicide. Statewide in Minnesota, the problem of gun violence is largely suicide. 82% of all gun deaths in Minnesota are suicides. And so those will have different answers.
Gun control groups are holding Wear Orange events in several cities today, including Minneapolis and Duluth. The gun lobby group, the National Rifle Association, however, has said the Wear Orange event is a thinly veiled anti-gun stunt.
President Obama put his 2 cents in on the economy and the presidential campaign. Politico reports Obama said Wednesday there are legitimate reasons for people to vote for Republican, but not when it comes to economic policy. Speaking in Indiana, Obama said if what you care about in this election is your pocketbook, if what you're concerned about is the interest of working people who will grow the middle class, the debate is not even close. He labeled GOP economic proposals myth-based and crazy. Stop the deportation raids on women and children. Andrew Sears tells us that's the message being delivered by a coalition of immigrants advocates rallying in Hartford this afternoon.
The advocates are protesting plans announced by the Department of Homeland Security to step up deportations of Central American women and children who have lost their cases in immigration courts. Renato Mugarza-Calle with the Connecticut Immigrant Rights Alliance says they want Immigration and Customs Enforcement to end all deportation raids now.
And we are asking Connecticut and Hartford's local governments to take a stand against raids, take a stand against criminalization of the immigrant community, meaning that if an immigrant commits a minor crime, they can't just be deported to their death.
DHS says the raids are intended to discourage others from illegally crossing the border into the United States.
And supporters and opponents gathering in Washington State today for the final public hearing on a massive coal export terminal in Longview. Eric Tegetoff has been following the proposed terminal.
Meetings were held in Longview and Spokane last week after the release of an environmental impact study by the Washington State Department of Ecology of the proposed Millennium Bulk Terminals. Beth Dolio of Power Past Coal attended the first meeting in Longview and says a variety of opponents made themselves heard.
There are Native Americans who feel their fishing rights are potentially threatened by this project. There's parents and kids and grandparents, community members, faith leaders, all saying this is a bad idea and not the right direction for our state and for Longview.
Supporters say the terminal would bring much-needed local jobs to Longview. If completed, the terminal would ship 44 million tons of coal to overseas markets. The report was critical of the project's impact, noting it wasn't possible to completely mitigate environmental damage.
And finally, borrowing a cup of sugar from the house next door doesn't happen as much these days. Stephanie Carson has more on a new website that aims to change that.
30% of Tennesseans have never met their neighbors, according to research from the urban policy think tank City Observatory. But folks are finding new ways to connect through a website, helpyourneighbor.com. People in 500 cities across the state are asking for help and receiving it. Scott Campbell launched the site 7 months ago.
The concept is to build relationships with people that we have down the street or across town. The site allows for some individual who needs help to post a need, and then a volunteer sees that need on the website and help that person directly.
Participating in the site is free, and people post needs for anything from lawn care to transportation needs.
By the way, Help Your Neighbor is now in all 50 states and 30,000 cities across the country. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a chance of showers overnight, the low around 57, and the chance of showers continues Friday afternoon, mainly after 3 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 76, a low around 55 Friday night. Saturday should be mostly sunny with a high near 79 and a low around 59. And Sunday, there's an 80% chance of rain before 2 p.m. and then possibly a thunderstorm afterwards with a high near 70. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. There's lots going on this week in the WGXC community calendar. Go online to WGXC.org. Click on calendar for the community calendar and you can find out what's going on in town. You can even add your own event. Click on the add an event button at the top of the page to add an event. Soon folks like me will read your event on the radio and folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org. Friday, June 3rd, the Carrot-Durham High School Alumni Weekend begins. It runs through June 5th at the Blackthorn Resort in East Durham. Friday, June 3rd, the Phoenix film screens at Old Chatham Quaker Meeting House in Old Chatham. It's at 539 County Road 13. Quiet in the Head performs at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale Friday, June 3rd. And Pigeons and Crystalline Roses are at the Dreamaway Lodge in Beckett, Massachusetts. Live performance and dinner. And the Mountain Jam continues on Hunter Mountain.
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day, a performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
Here's a brand new song from the Abbott Brothers. They perform this weekend at the Mountain Jam on Hunter Mountain. This came out last week. It's called Divorce Separation Blues from the Abbott Brothers.
I'm gonna keep on living, even though I sometimes do fantasize about disappearing down in the ocean blue, just to get some peace and quiet from the warfare inside my heart. Well, I've been under ear-splitting fire ever since we've been apart. Well, I'm gonna wash the dishes, pay the bills and watch the news. I got the tough education, no celebration, divorce separation blues. Deodorly, deodorly, deodorly. On waking and rising up before the sun and lying in the dark wide awake when everybody else is done and sleeping in their beds so peaceful, dreaming with the love they choose.
Oops, I got the tough education. No celebration. Divorce, separation, blues. Deodorly, deodorly, deodorly. Well, I'll sign on the line beneath my name. The road is gone. Can't go back the way we came. Town, but try to keep our friends at bay, try to keep the gossip down. Well, some folks just want the dirt and don't even care if it's true. But then again, who cares who's talking? I'm worried for myself and you. And I'll sign on the line beneath my name. The road is gone. Can't go back the way we came. They say one of every two bound to be set aflame. Every level of resentment, responsibility and blame. Well, now I'm bound to break a promise, one I made to God and you. I got the tough education, no celebration, divorce, separation, blues. I got the tough education, no celebration, bad communication,